So I'm studying what I'm gonna do with a lens of how productive am I, and then secondly, accessibility, which is a bifocal lens. How accessible am I to everybody?
This is The Playbook.
My tomorrow starts today. I think the key to waking up at 4 o'clock that most people don't realize is that I have an unwind routine that starts at 9 p.m. So I'm very disciplined and regimented about winding down. If you, coming from an athletic background, nobody ever would play a game without warming up. It's amazing that you think you go to sleep without warming down.
Right.
If we want to maximize the opportunity to connect to the greatest source of light, love, and lessons with no ego involved, no adrenaline, chemicals, negative thoughts, if we want to purely receive all night long to purely allow the continuum from our unconscious to our subconscious to our conscious mind to wake up tomorrow at our highest frequency to plateau and grow. If you're living your life the whole day knowing that you have a routine tomorrow, you have to live a certain way. It's almost like an accountability partner for you. When I know I have to wake up at 4, I'm behaving in a certain way all day long. The biggest shift for me was, I used to tell people, you know, I go to bed at 11. Now I tell people, I try to stay up till 11. Most people's problem that don't have an unwinding routine to start is that they live the myth of Sisyphus. They spend the whole day, if you're out there and this resonates with you, listen, do you push the boulder all the way up the hill all day long and wake up tomorrow morning and it's at the bottom of the hill just to push the same boulder to the same? Then you're not doing things right. So start your regimen the night before. Your tomorrow starts today by an unwinding routine with no negative energy, no caffeine, alcohol, drugs, things that are gonna get and interfere with you and the greatest source of light, lessons and love that allow you to plateau and grow every morning. Some days I wake up, could be in Vegas, and say to myself, I don't need to go to the gym. Why should I go to the gym when this bed is so comfy? And I got another 2 hours before I have to go to a meetup, or like, why should I eat healthy when McDonald's is right here? This is the way the human mind and ego works against you. But you know how you beat it? You just tell yourself, you know what? I'm gonna go to the gym for 1 minute. I'm just gonna go down there. I can come back up and go to sleep. I'm just gonna go to the gym for 1 minute. For whatever reason, I'm a firm believer in tricking the ego. So the ego says, you know, oh no, scarcity, voids, oh, shortage, tough, anxious, frustrated. And then you say, no, none of that's true. I'm just gonna go do this, ego. So don't study in bed, right? Don't do anything that creates interference with anything you're doing. Don't get into arguments. Don't get into intense conversation. Don't watch the news, especially now.
So don't work from bed. Don't
put your
laptop on your bed.
Yeah, it literally, what you want that bed to be is for peace and also fun.
Right.
I'm old but not dead. That's my sanctuary. And I have it dark, I have it cold. I put a timer if you want to use a TV to turn off and you have nonsense TV on, something positive and stupid. And also part of unwinding is to use all your energy during the day.
Yeah.
So that allows me at 4 a.m. to wake up, 20 minutes of meditation, 10 minutes to get ready, a minimum of an hour a day on exercise. I do research 2 sessions twice a day because I believe the mathematical equation of luck is what you pay attention to and give your intention to, what you think, say, do, believe, all that law of Goya getting off your ass,
right,
equals what? Coincidences. When you see people that have a stroke of luck everywhere they go, the coincidences just keep occurring. I met this guy and you wouldn't believe it. Next thing I know, I'm a millionaire. He funded my whole, I just met him at the gym. That's because of attention plus intention. So if you don't have research time, study time during the day, and I study my calendar, and what do you study with? That's important. In the context of regimen, a lens of productivity. I'm always of service and of value. So I'm studying what I'm gonna do with a lens of how productive am I, and then secondly, accessibility, which is a bifocal lens. How accessible am I to everybody? That's why I have a 5-20 rule, 5-minute phone calls, 20-minute meetings, 20-minute interviews, whatever it is.
Right.
But also, how am I accessing what I want? How am I receiving? Allowing us to do the most difficult thing, which is to be radically humble with gratitude, empathy, and accountability, to be radical humble and ask people, hey, do you know anyone that can help me? Finding people that can help you, and then finally gratitude. the king of all light, love, and lessons and everything. I'm a master muscle. If you can give me any shitty situation, I'll find the light, love, and lessons. Everybody's life sucks the exact same percentage. The people that find the light, the love, and the lessons through gratitude are gonna exceed everyone's expectations of what they can have with the mathematical equation of luck.